Well, from tomorrow, the US government's going to be forced to begin slashing some $85 billion US dollars from its federal budget if a deal to avoid the sequestration can't be found. US President Barack Obama has been making a series of public appearances, warning of the impact of the massive automatic budget cuts. Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke has been pleading with U.S. lawmakers to avoid the looming spending cuts. At the moment, there are no planned meetings between the White House and Congress. But for more on the looming U.S. spending cuts, Paul James spoke earlier with CRI's financial commentator, Cao San.
What is the impact going to be on the U.S. economy once these automatic spending cuts start to, you know, begin?
Well, I think the prevailing economic orthodoxy is that the spending cuts would damage the U.S. economy, and that's why President Obama is strongly opposed to any austerity measures. But this is actually false, because the best thing that can happen to the U.S. economy is sequester and big spending cuts, because the U.S. is suffering from big government and too much debt. You know, when people talk about austerity, they need to understand austerity for whom, because a profligate government simply means austerity on a private sector. If the U.S. cannot cut any spending for their government, that simply means that they have to raise their taxes on the private sector or continue to borrow money from the private sectors. Private sector will be starved of the capital to grow, just to support this gigantic government. So if the U.S. can't do any spending cuts, the U.S. will continue to be mired in a recession for years to come.
The Obama administration has sort of taken the policy of spending its way out of its economic woes. Can the Obama administration change its philosophy to try and get online with what you're talking about, which is being more fiscally responsible?
Well, they certainly talk the good talk, but they don't want to engage in tough choices now. But I think eventually the bond market would force their hand. The international creditors will lose patience with Obama's promise and eventually demand higher interest rate on U.S. Treasury bonds.
And lastly, on the international level, of course, China is very closely allied with the U.S. economy. And if this sequestration does begin and starts to affect consumer confidence in the United States, I mean, is this going to have a significant trickle-down effect on the Chinese economy, or can the Chinese economy sort of grow itself away from this potential situation?
You know, one of the biggest global imbalances is that the U.S. imports too much, consumes too much products that they don't produce, and China exports too much and consumes too little. So if the U.S. reduces its imports and reduces consumption, that simply means that, you know, China can increase its domestic consumption to make up the slack from the U.S. And this is the best thing that can happen to the global economy, because we're fundamentally addressing this global imbalance, which cannot persist in the long run.
CRI's financial commentator, Cao San.